The native village of Nepaimute is starting a commercial lumber business in the middle Kuskokwim this year. The workers are currently moving the sawmill 40 miles downriver from Chuathbalak to 3 miles below Kalskag, where KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports the mill will create commercial lumber on demand, creating jobs and providing cheaper, locally sourced lumber for Kuskokwim residents.
We have a good crew. They look like they don't need me right now. I guess I could talk a little bit.
Mark Leary has been trucking milling equipment and buildings down the frozen Kuskokwim for weeks with the Nepaimute crew. He's the director of development and operations for the native village. And when we talked, their truck had just broken down again.
We are 6 miles below Aniak in the middle of the river working. We'll get it fixed. This is everyday stuff for us, breaking down on the river.
Leary says they could have waited for summer and chartered a barge to transport everything, but who would that help, he asked.
Very few local people working in the barge industry anymore, and we chose to move it ourselves by ice road so our guys can get to work.
By the way, those ice roads, the Kuskokwim Highway, the same crew also plowed those, 250 miles of smoothed ice connecting the Kuskokwim villages. The ice road, the sawmill, Leary says, it's all about creating jobs.
You ask any young person in our region what they want. They want a job. They want a job. And I have so many people calling, asking, you got any openings? You got any openings? So many guys looking for work.
So how many people will this put to work?
We'll see. We might be 10, 12 people. And since all this is located near Kalskag, they all come from Kalskag. And that's a huge impact on a community to have that many people working.
3 miles below Kalskag is where the sawmill will sit. It'll be on the same 400 acres of white spruce that Nepaimute harvests and operates as a firewood business. Nepaimute leases the land from the Kuskokwim Corporation. Andrea Gusty with TKC says they're negotiating a new agreement that includes the sawmill.
Nepaimute has been an excellent steward of the land. We had safeguards in place, environmental safeguards, reforestation requirements, and Nepaimute has followed all of those.
Both parties expect to sign the new agreement soon. Nepaimute bought the sawmill from the Nelson family in Chuathbalak, who hadn't regularly used the mill for about a decade. The village received a $600,000 federal grant to fund the move. Besides jobs, Mark Leary says the business will also provide cheaper, locally sourced lumber for the Kuskokwim. The demand, he says, is already here.
In the past couple of weeks, I've probably had 6 different families call me wanting to purchase house packages because they have tax return money right now.
Leary says a 16 by 24 foot cabin package will sell for about $8,000. The crew should finish moving the equipment this week. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.